The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. And indeed, I am live today, and I've got a very interesting program for you. Things that we need to discuss, if you will. We need to talk about, because there's a lot of confusion out there again on all the silliness that's coming up in, you know, the next couple, 2-3 months. You're being scared once again, and I must say effectively and efficiently. There's so many people that still are hesitant to open the doors and go outside and go into public and, you know, do those things called social engagement. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about the why behind it and what's going on behind the scenes. I want to say, you know, thank you for all those that came to the lecture that we had last week on thermographic imaging that Dareth Painter presented. I had the opportunity to meet several of you, and it's always fun to engage with you. I'm trying to be present as many of these as I can. And I want to remind you that coming up in the first program that we'll do in October, we're moving the time frames. Generally, we're at 7 o'clock. We're moving them to 6 o'clock. So all of our in-house continuing education programs from October forward will be held at 6 o'clock. And we're doing them that way as more of a convenience for all of you. So you can, you know, plan your days accordingly. You can come right after work. You can listen to some very important information and then get home before it gets too late. And it makes it really easy for our doctors as well. So starting October the 1st, remember that our in-house continuing education programs at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax will be at 6 p.m. And if you have any questions and if you'd like to find out what's coming up, you can simply do that by going to rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com, rozellecare.com. Check it out. And there's a whole list of the upcoming presentations, and, you know, let us know if we can do anything for you. And by the way, that's how you get a hold of me as well. If you'd like to talk to me, you know, or by email, I will always take the effort and make the time to get back to you, and just send me a note, and I promise you that I will respond accordingly. Our number here today is 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you on anything that you have in mind and see if we can, you know, take the shades off, if you will, and figure out what's going on in your world. I want to talk about a couple things that I've been looking at, and it's, you know, I have a tendency to do way too much reading, and particularly with things that are a little bit of controversy to them. I was in Dr. Joe Mercola's site this week, and Dr. Rima's site, and several others. And the message seems to be consistent, and they're talking about, you know, all the vaccines that are out there, why some people have been extremely hesitant, personal self being one of them. But there was an article that Dr. Mercola referenced in the Journal of the American Medical Association, and this goes back to the first part of this month, September, and they were talking about that the interviewing people, about 1/4 of Americans who don't want to get COVID shots, they're trying to force them, manipulate them into a way of changing their thought process. He uses an interesting term called improv theater, and I have to agree with him. And what that means is it's teaching healthcare providers how to improvise, if you will, for each patient to ultimately get them to submit to the shots. You should ask the question, why is that? Why, you know, what do they have to gain or benefit from them? Well, what we're finding in the medical arena, that there's an automaticity, if you will, an automatic knee-jerk reaction to do what they were told that is the best for them. Because, you know, education, in my opinion, in the healthcare arena kind of went out the door. Education means that you actually think through a process and you come up with a conclusion that may be different than even the articles and the work that you're being presented with. And that's dangerous. The Center for Disease Control, co-funded a 16-month project, and it was to teach healthcare providers, workers, if you will, the appropriate, authentic, and respectful responses to patients' expressions of bias in clinical encounters. So that means I don't want to get my shot. I don't want my flu vaccine. I don't want my shingles vaccine. And so they're teaching them how to reposition it to make you feel that your stance is not correct. That's dangerous, my friends, because what's happening is they're taking your natural hesitancy to protect yourself away from you in a way that's going to make you feel like, well, I guess the information that I had was wrong, and all the time it was probably correct. So what we have to do is we have to understand that it's up to us to get as much data and information as we possibly can and be able to rationalize our position in a way that we can filter what is being said to us. It's called evidence-based. You know, we need to get the evidence to support what it is that we have as a position and understand that maybe that vaccine hesitancy that we have that is maybe more right than wrong. And I'll let you go in and I'll read that for yourself. It's the Journal of the American Medical Association, September 2nd, 2022, last few weeks. So here's the other interesting thing. Do you understand that the majority of physicians out there don't subscribe to the AMA, that they don't belong to any healthcare organizations? That may be a good thing in the long run because they're not being dictated to, but it also can be detrimental. So I just want you to understand that and, you know, make sure that you really put it all together. But if you go into Dr. McCullough's site, there's a lot of things that are coming up that you need to know about. And, you know, if I can in any way help you filter through that, we'll be very happy to make that take place. I want to talk to you about some of the things that are making all of us not well, if you will, make us sick. And what we're talking about is we're talking about the filtering system called your liver. Because, you know, these medications, these drugs, these vaccines all have to go through a process of filtering. And that filtering has to do with that major filter called the liver. And when it's not working, when it's stagnant, if you will, or if it's congested or if it's backed up, there's going to be symptoms that are going to arise from that. And symptoms like fatigue and, you know, lethargy, particularly when you get up in the morning, you know, you're kind of brain dead. That's your liver. And it's the liver's supposed to be clearing at that point. The liver's highest energy is in the middle of the night between 1 and 3 o'clock in the morning, plus or minus a half hour here and there. But if you have a really difficult time, you know, getting your act together, if you will, that can be, there's other reasons, but it can be liver, insomnia. You can't get to sleep at nighttime. You know, you're sitting there, your eyes are wide open. You're looking at the ceiling again, because as we get to the height of the energy that's related to the different organ systems, in this case, the liver, it's going to cause you problems. Your body is not going to want to work. So you're going to not be able to drop into a deep sleep. And it's not necessarily melatonin. It's not necessarily, you know, that has to do with other systems. It can simply be that the liver is stagnant. It's congested. It's not clearing the way it's supposed to. It's not breaking things down. Now, what does that have to do with anything? Well, it has to do with a lot of things. It has to do with everything, actually. It has to do with your body's ability to filter hormones and other types of toxins and poisons and all the stuff that they're spraying our food with. You know, the glycophosphates, the Roundup, that's what a glycophosphate is. And it's in everything unless you're eating really clean organic foods. But headaches and migraines are also part of the process. Well, you know, when we talk of migraine, we've always said that migraine is a blood vessel headache due to inflammatory reactions, so swelling, if you will. But it goes back to liver dysfunction. And when the liver, again, is congested because it's had way too many drugs put into it, or it's had way too many vaccines put into it, and it's struggling to keep things clear, one of the symptoms that possibly could occur is recurrent headaches, but also migraines type of problem. If you get boils and acne and rashes, you see a young person that walks in and their skin is not very good, or even some of ours, our skin is dry and it's scaly and it's rough. That often is liver. And we have to understand that, the identifying pieces, if you will, constipation, conversely diarrhea as well. Diarrhea can be more of a gallbladder type of a condition, but constipation can be a backup, a congestion, if you will, of liver function. And then, we all complain that I can't think the way I used to. I can't focus the way that I've used to be able to focus. That can be liver as well. I don't feel good feeling, the lack of well-being, malaise. And then when we have this excess of body fat, we just can't get rid of, it's kind of hanging all over the place. That's liver almost 100% of the time, particularly if we think we've been good. In today's world, trying to be good is very difficult. It's a hell of a challenge. And the reason, because our foods, unless it's organic and unless it's really done the right way, has all kinds of additives, garbages, halides that are added to it, shutting our thyroid down. And the list goes on, because this goes into many different pieces of application. So, we'll talk a lot about that as we go through the program, but more importantly, to give you the data, the information that you need. But here's a piece that we haven't thought about: the moodiness, the irritability, the depression, the anxiety. That can all be liver, particularly anxiety, particularly in the light of COVID. The anxiety and depression patterns have to do with the liver not being able to detoxify all these elements, and it ties it up and it backs it up and it becomes stagnant, it becomes congested. If you find yourself, your hands are trembling, your motor skills, your fine motor skills are off, again, those can all be liver problems. So we're going to talk about the applications of this in today's world, meaning all the things that we're susceptible to, and particularly those of you who've had vaccines, and then you've had the boosters, and then you've had this, and you've had the other things, and now they're trying to tell you to get your flu vaccine on top of that. You're going to be a walking chemistry set, and you're tying up your immunological function, which is often triggered by liver problems. So, just think about what's happened to you. How do you feel? Is that anxiety level over the top? Do you have skin that just won't clear up? Are you bloated all the time? Your bowels are kind of irregular, but maybe more than just irregular. That lack of well-being and malaise, the ability to have co-infections that take place that you hadn't thought about before. Lots of stuff happening, my friends. There's things that you need to know, because guess what? You can take action upon it. We're going to talk about what those action steps are and give you information and where to do it. We're here at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to take your calls on any subject. I'll be right back. You're talking and listening to Dr. Tom Roszell Live. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Roszell. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roszell Live. Got an interesting program for you today. We're touching upon how the body is susceptible to a lot of different things, and we're going to kind of tie several programs together that we've been talking about for the last month or so. And I've been on my journey as usual and doing a whole lot of reading and trying to figure out, what's this nonsense all about? Why are we really being subjected to this craziness? Touched upon the liver's ability to detoxify or not detoxify, and subsequently the symptoms. And I'm going to give you a way out of this mess in just a second or two. But, if you want to clear the liver, there's a lot of ways to do it. People think that, I'm just going to fast and I'm going to clean it out, or I'm going to force the liver to give up his stuff. If you do that, you can actually get sicker than you were before, because all of this toxin now has to go someplace else. So there's a lot of different pieces of the puzzle when you consider liver detoxification and the process of overwhelm that is taking place. And we don't want to overwhelm it any more than it originally was. So what do we do, and how do we handle that? Well, the patients that we see on an ongoing basis, many of them are very toxic. They're very sick for a lot of reasons, not only the fact that they've accumulated a whole lot of stuff. Remember 2 weeks ago I talked about the activation, I think it's 3 weeks ago now, the activation of Epstein-Barr virus because of COVID and because of the vaccines and because of the boosters and so forth, and that we're running into a whole lot of problems because of that and the long haulers and people getting sick and the like. Well, that activation of Epstein-Barr virus that I talked about can cause quite profound and significant neurological problems, as well as, and it comes from a lot of buildup and toxicity within the system. So, you know, Epstein-Barr virus is also known as a human herpes virus. And, you know, don't worry about it. It's a herpes virus 4. It's a double-stranded DNA. That's your genetic expression. And it appears in about 90 to 95% of the population. So just because we have it doesn't mean, like anything else, that we're going to get it if your immune system is working and being supported properly. So, but what we're seeing is some interesting neurological presentations. There was an article that was published in PubMed Central from the National Library of Medicine. And this goes back to last year in 2021. It caught my attention. It was, you know, Epstein-Barr virus and neurological diseases. So why am I getting into that? Simply because of what we talked about is that these vaccines and this COVID and all these other viruses have a tendency to overwhelm the system and activate Epstein-Barr virus and then causing all kinds of other problems. Well, so those other problems happen to be things like Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's and MS and other types of central brain problems that cause motor dysfunction and so forth. A very interesting pathway that these things go after, and even to the point of producing some brain tumors. Now, I don't mean to say to you that everybody that's ever had any of this stuff is going to end up with this, but you know what? We're seeing a whole lot more of this, and the publications and the research articles are coming in from all over the world. I had the pleasure of having dinner with a brilliant doctor last night, and we were talking about how the United States compares to other parts of the world. And you know, I'm the school that I look for signs of suppression and control and so forth. And, you know, when you look over in Europe right now, with the exception of perhaps France and maybe a little bit of Germany, everybody's opening up from Italy to Greece to Portugal to Spain. And you can go travel now and you can have a great time. But you still can't, you know, going into Canada is still a problem. And some of the areas in this country, because we're a republic, not a one territory elements. So we still have issues, but Epstein-Barr virus is now being activated because of the exposures to all these things. And then studies have shown that Epstein-Barr virus can replicate, it can reproduce itself in the central nervous system and disrupt the integrity of the blood-brain barrier, which, you know, everybody has heard about. And it continues to go after things that normally would be quiescent. But we're going to talk a little bit about Epstein-Barr virus and Alzheimer's and cognitive decline, which seems to be a multifactorial presentation causing neurodegenerative diseases, causing things that we're not sure where they're coming from and why they're coming from those places. So I'm going to try to make this a little smoother as we come back into the second part of the program. I'm going to try to give you things that you can do. We're going to go back to our friend, the liver, and show how we can decongest that and move you forward. It's important. And it's important that you understand that the nervous system has huge control over virtually everything that goes on in your body. And if the nervous system's not firing, nothing else will be. We're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. We're talking about the end products of some of the exposures that we've had, including the vaccines and the boosters and other viruses. Don't go away. I'll be right back in just a few moments.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on News Talk 105.9 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, you are. It's kind of a gloomy day outside today, but you know what? sunshines in your heart. And we have to make sure that stays that way. Give you some tools today and trying to draw your attention to some things that may be happening to way too many people. We started out talking about the liver and its inability to detoxify and when it becomes congested and some of the symptoms that are associated with that. And we want to make sure that you have the tools to recognize it and be able to understand why these things take place. You know, we live in a society that doesn't want to do for itself anymore. And, you know, we want somebody to cook for us. We want our food to be, you know, quick and expedient. And we don't even sit down to appreciate what may or may not be going into that amazing human engine called our bodies. So then comes along, you know, the craziness and the crisis the last 3 years, the 3.5 years that we're being told how to think, when to think, and how to apply what those thought processes are. And we're being told that if we don't do X, Y, and Z, then we have other issues that come place. Well, what I'm trying to do today is give you the opportunity to be able to help yourself, to be able to change, if you will, the interpretation, if I can put it that way, the interpretation, meaning you have to make the decisions, you have to go in and do the homework, you have to do the reading and say, does this add up? And, you know, if you really got into it, if you went into National Institute of Health, you went into the CDC, you compared it overseas, the British Medical Journal, you started looking at talking heads like Joe Mercola, which the reason I like Dr. Mercola is the fact that he really goes out and researches his information. And Dr. Rima, same type of thing. There's a lot of people out there. Del Bigtree's program, Del gets a little inflammatory, but he does draw your attention to some things that you may not have been aware of. And just keep stacking those pieces. As I've told you 100 times, I don't want you to believe anyone. I want you to do your own homework, even me. I just want to provoke you. That's my job. My job is to make you look at something a little differently and start questioning everything that comes down the road. But let's talk about that liver a little bit. And because we said that it has all kinds of symptoms that are not things that you want to deal with, you know, from, you know, just a headache and not being able to sleep or focus, and your motor skills are off the base, that anxiety and depression. Why is that? That's really the symptom process of a lot of the post-COVID long haulers and the vaccines and so forth. People are rashing and irritations and boils and garbage like that happening all over your body. That's liver function, my friends. In many situations, that's what it is. But what's a person to do about it, right? So we have to look at the systems, the liver enzyme systems required to function. We have to look at the, are we getting repeated exposures and we're not stopping that? Most people today, as we touched upon, have very, very poor diets, and the toxin levels are extremely high, and they lead to a host of liver-related enzymes. Let's talk a little bit about the nutrients that are there, and most people are very depleted in most of the things. Just something as simple as a vitamin B complex and vitamin C and vitamin E. Now, not all B complexes are created the same, and some of them are way too strong for some people, and you have to take smaller dosages. Sometimes less is far better. Vitamin C, water soluble. We need to get out there. Vitamin E, very specific forms. I'm going to give you a clue on vitamin E, by the way. Unless, well, I take vitamin E and it's good for my heart, it's good for my brain, it's good for this. And I can't disagree with you. But if it's the right form, are you taking a synthetic vitamin E? That's a problem. So if you look at the side of the bottle, and the bottle, vitamin E is D-alpha, A-L-F-P-H-A, tocopherol, T-O starts tocopherols. So if you see that D, David, and then there's a letter L, like Louis, next to it, that's a synthetic. You don't want that. But unfortunately, there's a lot of manufacturers that put that out there because it's what? It's inexpensive, and it increases their profit margin. A little bit here, a little bit there, and, you know, we're into the world of profitability these days, right? So magnesium and zinc and selenium and manganese, they are all detoxifying elements that you need to have. If your body's lacking those, if you find that your muscle cramping, if your joints ache, if you're showing signs of thyroid dysfunction, there's a lot of evidence that suggests that maybe these things are deficient. There's certain amino acids that are important, things like methionine and taurine and cysteine, glycine, and some of the other essential amino acids. Good fats, essential fatty acids, your omega-3s. Fats are good for you. They're not to be avoided. If you're getting too many carbohydrates and no fats, you got a problem. And you have to make sure you're getting good fresh food. Now, with all these things, you want to make sure that they're organic and they're clean and they're things that your body's able to process well without adding to the burden across the board, which is not good for you. We're here at 888-630-9625. I'd love to talk to you. Let me know if there's anything that's specific that you'd like to have. If you're suffering, if you feel like garbage, as they say, and you're not sure what to do about it, and just ask yourself the question. Start doing a self-analysis. You know, what have I been exposed to? You know, what have I put into my body, both from a nutritional point of view? Am I spending most of my time at fast food places? You know, do I think that a cup of coffee and a donut is breakfast? Do I try to stuff something in my body, but at the other end of it, I feel worse? So let's talk about what happens. And from a process of either eating the wrong things or receiving, you know, you're taking medications ongoing, you have toxins. You have these biological, microbiological toxins, these endotoxins, as they're called, that go into your system. You have metabolic byproducts. You know, they're drugs and they're things that have injected into foods and they're stored in your fat. And then the body's got to get rid of this stuff. And it goes into one of the phases of detoxification. The first phase of detox, phase one is actually what it's called, kind of, you know, interesting, right? Phase one, you know, one phase of detoxification. What it does is it begins to change the functional capacity of that substance so the body can begin to eliminate it and get it out of your system. And then it goes into breaking it down into some oxygenated free radicals, and it goes into a second phase of breakdown, and then it goes through the kidneys and the gallbladder for elimination and the like. Well, that's all well and good, providing those systems are working properly. If they're not, then we're in trouble. How many of you drink water during the day? And many of you think that water's for washing, right? Well, if we don't drink enough water, we don't flush the system out, we have a problem. And then some of you overdo it. You drink way too much water, and then you dilute your enzymes. So we have to look at that system to see what needs to take place. Patients come into our practice and say, I don't feel well. And, you know, can you help me? Well, one of the things I like to do with them is put them on a fasting pattern and balance the nervous system and upregulate the energy level. But to do a detoxification fast, you have to step into it gradually, because your body will do what it's meant to do. It'll try to dump all kinds of things, but if you dump it too fast, you're going to feel worse than where you were before you walked in. So we want to go into a low stress eating pattern. We want to take the stress off the nervous system to decrease the neurological irritation of the system. And then we want to start priming the body with something called NAD, which begins to position the cells to get rid of the senescent cells, the old, dying, the decayed cells that are blocking the receptors that the body can't deal with any longer. Then we go into a fasting phase after we do that, and we're going to use something that will actually kind of begin to clear house and rejuvenate. And then we go into a third phase with something called mTOR, which will actually repair, rejuvenate, replicate, make new your cellular function. So we start with NAD, and you know, then we go into Lucitol, and then the third phase is mTOR. But it has to be done in a very specific way. If you jump into it too quickly, if you don't do it the right way, you can make yourself very ill. And you wonder, why am I doing this? Why am I making myself worse than what I was before? But I want you to understand what the inducers of overload are, you know, from the amount of caffeines that we drink, alcohol, saturated fats, not good for your stuff, or the trans fats, God forbid, the organic phosphates, you know, that are out there, paint fumes and exhaust fumes, we're around them all the time, and heavy metals, which are in all kinds of halides that are there. Those are all going to clog up the basin. We can't get rid of them. And, you know, then we're going to, you know, the effects of caffeine and alcohol are long lasting. It takes a long time for the body to be able to dumb that down. General symptoms of liver congestion is sluggishness. I just don't feel good. I can't get myself together. I can't, you know, it's trying to get you off the couch and to do something productive is a monumental feat. Your overactivity, right, in that system. You're going to have multiple chemical sensitivities or multiple allergic reactions. There's going to be a toxemia, and some women experience it in pregnancy because now they're dealing with two different elements, themselves and the baby, and that liver, their liver is the one that has to process it all, and that liver's not working the way it's supposed to, then they got a problem. And then they go into a healing crisis, and sometimes we call that a Herx reaction, and we can feel joint spaces that are hurting like crazy. But we have to look at the body individually, and we have to look at the things that you're doing or not doing, and then we add certain things to help. Let's say, well, I'm taking milk thistle, and, well, I'm going to do dandelion. I'm going to take some artichoke. All of those things are good, but sometimes less is better, and it's a stair step in to make sure that we do it the right way. We have to go slowly. We have to take the stress. We have to make sure that we're sleeping. You know, this is a program that we could talk about really probably for the next 3 hours, if you will. And, you know, I want to touch upon a couple common things that you all know about. People say, well, I take milk thistle all the time. Well, milk thistle is really great, and it helps the liver, you know, get rid of its chemical toxicity. There's no doubt about it. How much are you taking? Where did it come from? It stimulates the first phase of detoxification and the second phase of detoxification. And it can be very helpful for people that are undergoing chemotherapeutics or taking other toxic drugs, providing that you're not adding other things on top of it. It can be helpful for cirrhosis. You know, people who have liver problems because of exposures to many other toxin levels, if you will. We want to look at all of these pieces and what's the best for you. We talked about NEC. We talked about NAD. NEC is one that clears the liver, but also binds spike proteins in viral patterns. So it's an extraordinarily important element in clearing house and getting you back to where you should be. We've been exposed to so much over the last couple of years, and we continue to get exposed to things that we don't want to have into our bodies. So we have to find a way to get us back to normal. And we want to increase the antioxidant pathways of the liver. We want to clear the house. We want to get it out of our lymphatic system. We want to upregulate the nerves of the body. How many of you just don't feel good? You know, and your joints seem to be stiff and you have pain in your body and you don't seem to be able to get rid of it. And you're going out and you're looking for bromelains and you're looking for, you know, things that decrease inflammation, turmeric and things of that nature. But they just don't seem to do the job the way you want them to do. What we're missing is looking at the liver's ability to break things down. I'm going to give you some signs and symptoms you can look at, right? In our world, my world, in natural medicine and the area of even bringing in TCM or traditional Chinese medicine, the liver and the eyes are connected. So eye problems are a sign of liver problems. Most serious eye problems are due to the lack of antioxidants. So the depletion of these things that we've all heard of, these antioxidants in the liver, will increase the risk of eye problems. And we need to clear that system out, but we have to do it in a way that the body can handle it easily. And if we don't, we could be in problem. There are many liver herbs that will help clear your vision out, but it's all designed to clear the liver. It's important that we understand that there are things that are linked together. Now, you've gone out and you've gone to the health food store and you've heard about, you know, wolfberry and goji juice and black cherry juice and unsweetened lemon water and Schisandra berries and magostine berries and blueberries and blackberries and raspberries. And guess what? They are all good to help clear the liver, providing that you're providing other pathways that will allow the liver to detoxify. But if you don't let that happen, the liver is not going to clean up, and you're going to still hurt. As a matter of fact, you could hurt more. If we get into that second phase, remember I said the first phase of liver detoxification now has to go into a second phase to be eliminated. That's where we begin to see the methylation process and things that you've heard about. Well, B12 has to be taken in a certain pattern. Well, the liver needs B12, and it needs it in phase two. And that methylation enhancement sometimes is not working the way it's supposed to because you genetically have a glitch. It's called MTHFR failure. You can't convert certain things into their components that the liver can use. Now, how do you know that? Well, there's a lot of tests that you can do, and we do a lot of that testing neurologically, and we do it relative to laboratory testing and so forth to find out what those are all about. So when we look at this, the system and how we're going to clear it out, there are things that we want to put first, right? And first is dietary cleansing. We want to clear up your diet. We want you to start eating properly. We want to get rid of the junk and the fast foods and all the garbage that you're putting into your system. It's critical that you understand that it has to be a step-by-step to get rid of the metals and the toxins and so forth. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that. We're coming up to a break. I know I'm throwing a lot of data at you, but I also want you to understand that you can control this. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell. I'll be right back.
News Talk 105.9.
WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell live. Trying to bring a very interesting perspective to you today. One that kind of makes you say, oh my gosh, really? And if I can get that done, if I can get you to understand that you have been, if you will, polluting yourself or allowing other people to pollute you because you have acquiesced and subscribed to the agenda, then I've done my job today. Because if I've done nothing more than make you stop and think of all the symptoms and not feeling as good as you should and the like, and really start doing your homework, it's important that you give it a second thought. And I want you to do that. I want you to make sure that you understand that the majority of everything that's happened to you is a result of your own fingers in the pot. I wrote a book 10 years ago. It's simply straight up, and it's called Ageless Health, Health is a Do-It-Yourself Program. And I wrote it simply for everyone to understand. It's still available, by the way. You can call our office and order it. They'll send it out to you. Or you can go online, go on our website, go to rozellcare.com, or go to drtomrozell.com and order the book. It's not expensive. It's really inexpensive. But it gives you the ability to really get the structural, chemical, emotional platform and the different systems that are involved in that. And that's what we're doing today. We're talking about one of the systems of the body, the liver, and the exposures from toxins to solvents to herbicides to vaccines and hydrocarbons and different types of, you know, things that get involved in the body. All these things get tied into fat in your system. So the more fat you have in your body, and by the way, you can be a skinny fat person. Just because you look thin doesn't mean that you don't have a lot of fat in your system. And so these heavy metals, you know, that we've talked about in the shows gone by and in today's program, we touched a little bit, like mercury and cadmium and lead and so forth, they bind in there and they begin to affect neural firings. The toxins from nicotine and any kind of smoke and alcohol and so forth. And, you know, people go home and they have their 2-3 drinks every night. They have their cigarette. They have their whatever it is that they're addicted to that they have to have. Instead of going for a walk, instead of just, you know, breathing normally, instead of eating a nice, light, fulfilling dinner or lunch, they get stuck into a pattern of sameness. So what can you do about it? Well, first you have to look at is the nervous system, the engine, the spark plug to the body working the way it's supposed to. Do you have areas of irritation that are not allowing your body to work? Are the nerves from your neck that control the downward stream like a big coaxial cable stopping those systems? So you could throw a ton of stuff in there, but you can't turn the car on. You can't turn the switch on. But How about the detoxifying substances, the vegetables that we should be eating that are organic, clean, the levels of ascorbate, vitamin C at high enough levels that your body needs to replenish them? By the way, you've heard me say 1,000 times, you did nothing more than take vitamin C, which triggers the production of interferon in the body, in the cells, which is what? Antiviral. And then you add your vitamin D level to it, and you have enough fat in the system to transport good fats, olive oil and avocado oil and coconut oil, things of that nature, and some zinc levels, you know, adequate amounts, 15 to 30 milligrams a day, every day. And then a good amino acid, raw whey proteins are good, or NAC, N-acetylcysteine, a little bit of milk thistle, a little bit of glutamine and methionine. All of these things will help the body break the substances that down that need to get out to produce something called glutathione, which helps clear and detoxify the system. One of my favorite substances we talked about, and I want to mention this because it has a very heavy application in our world, and it's NAC, N-acetylcysteine. It's a precursor to the formation of glutathione, which is a very strong antioxidant. And if we have enough of that, we can clear things out. We can make sure the lungs don't have that inflammatory reaction that we've seen way too much of. We can make sure that, you know, we help treat things like smoker's cough and pneumonias and emphysemas and so forth. It does a really great job of doing things like that. So there are things that you can do, but you've got to know about, or you got to reach out to people like me and our staff at the Results Center to really take you through it. We will help you make that possible. We're coming up to a break in the program until next week. And remember that my job is to provoke you. My job is to make you think. My job is to get you to reach out. You know how to find me. Make sure that you do that. And remember, I do this every week for one reason only. I love you all. Have a great day.